Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to ENPR again. I'm trying to figure out who has actually called in again because I do not have these numbers memorized. So that one is Aramak. I think it's DMJ. Is this DMJ?
Yeah, it was DMJ.
Yeah, there we go. Let's see. Oh, I do believe. Hold on a second. I think that's what I'm hearing. We have a call in for a donation, I believe. Sir, I believe you were planning on donating. Thanks, thank you.
What? No. What? No. What?
No.
I was promised 5 tacos. Okay. I came here because I wanted to eat.
Oh.
Is it Domino's?
This is ENPR. This is ENPR, sir.
No, not you guys. Oh,
yeah, God. Yeah. It's us.
What's going on? This is like a terrible show, right? You even know it's a terrible show. You always say it. Why do you expect people to donate? You want me to donate? I'll donate my fucking sympathy.
Thank you. I guess.
No.
Oh.
Okay. Goodbye.
Oh. Well, that was lovely. Eric, is this you? You live? I forget which one. I think. Yep. This is Aramak. Yes.
Oh, sweet gracious goodness! I'm back, baby.
Yeah, we are. And we have DMJ on the line too, and I believe we still have. And yeah, sadly that last caller was looking for some delicious taco meat, but I'm sorry to say we didn't have any. We also have Jude still here on the line. Hello? Yes,
that's
Jude.
That's not Jude.
Damn it, that's not Jude. God.
Failure.
Damn. Yeah, Jude that's is actually Eli. Not on. God, Eli, get the hell out of here. I'm terribly sorry for burdening everyone here with Eli's voice. I know it hurts everyone's heart and ears and mind and like the universe itself. So we have muted him and we'll stay muted for the remainder of time.
Hey.
Yes.
Oh, hi there.
Hello.
I didn't hear the beep going off, so I'm guessing I'm still on.
Yes, because I accidentally muted someone else. Or did I? I don't remember anymore. This is Aramak. Fuck me. Jesus Christ. This is
Hi.
Aramak.
Hi.
This is
Sorry, I'm
this is DMJ. Oh, see when this is the problem with having everything. I do assign everyone a name again on here. God, Eli gets to be bitch face. Bitch face. There we go. And then DMJ. Oh wait, no. Whose number is whose? And who's this? Who's this number? Who's this again? Oh wait.
What? Wait! Don't tell me.
No, I just got Tyler just saying that.
We are NPR.
That's me, and I'm just like, who's you? Oh wait, I think I know which number this is now. Woo! God. Sweet. Okay, so we are kind of back. We also have the wonderful Senryaku here to talk about current USAF stuff. How's the USAF, Senry?
Shit.
Is it that bad?
I mean, it's pretty bad. I'm okay with being open. It's not in a very good state right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Terribly sorry to hear that.
So
what are you doing to rectify the situation?
Everything.
Everything.
everything. For the past few days, I've basically just been writing docs about shit in my free time. everything from I even got like Nilraps to help, which was pretty. I mean, it was all right. Oh, I got him to help with the commune setup because it was inefficient, and we reduced spending quite a bit and increased amount of guns got.
That's good. That's progress. That is progress. How much is the USAF requesting on a weekly basis now? Are you requesting the full line of the budget or less than?
It's the full line. We use a lot of it for the weapons, and then we also use extra for giving out gold to figgets, newbies, dod set.
For the training grounds and such.
That takes a lot of money, actually. You'd be surprised.
Yeah, I could see how that would be pretty expensive.
Yeah, that's one of our better programs that we started in USAF. It was really a good idea for Rainy Sunday.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
She has those. She's good about them.
Mm-hmm.
I think we could probably reduce the budget from 80K to 40K easily.
Yeah, I think what would really save us money is I believe is Rainy Sunday acquiring 2 ponies every month.
Hey, whoa!
I don't know. Wait. It's been removed from the budget, so we don't. We should probably raise taxes at this point, then, to just maximize.
Yeah, I fully support max taxes.
Yeah.
Max
some
taxes?
People would say, max taxes. Some people would say we need to lower the taxes because we no longer have to purchase ponies every month.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I could have sworn that when we actually voted on the budget, that it still had the ponies in there, but then after it was over, it was removed. Did I just not notice? Because it really sounds like something Every would do.
Is there a pony conspiracy?
The ponies appear to be gone.
The ponies
are
gone.
I thought they were still there when we voted, and that sounds like something that crazy woman Every would do. Change the budget after the vote.
I believe we need to get Kamal, and we need to order the Inquisition to have an investigation into where this nation's ponies have gone and whether Every is abusing her power in government.
I agree.
Well, that doesn't take a detective to figure out.
This is breaking news. This is ENPR is brought to you by breaking news today. And disgusting amounts of elite cabalism against ponies.
Hold
on. Cabalism or Kabbalism?
Kabbalism.
The two are very different.
Or Kamalism.
I'm a furious Kamalist, so I follow every word from them's mouth.
If you've seen my CBO post, okay, I linked a live video feed. I've linked a live video feed in the August 9th budget. Of Every abusing the ponies that was that were requested. Okay, it's real. She's never given us any ponies. Not a single pony. Ever.
Wow, this is horrifying. I am. Wow, that is true. It says one pony, one stable master, and a blacksmith farrier, and this is horrifying. This is horrifying. Video evidence of Every abusing owned ponies. Oh, this is. this is not safe for my eyes, being a fellow equine being. But I will link this to everyone in the ENPR thing right here. This is every abuses state ponies. This is horrifying. I'm appalled, and I would vote for the immediate removal of every from office. This is disgusting.
Indeed. I thought every was hotter than that. It was pretty disappointing.
That's the one comment was. I thought every was hotter than that.
What do you want me to say?
I don't know. I just like how that's what you took away from this. You know, not the fact that my people are being slaughtered. Hashtag pony lives matter, but that you're more concerned with her looks. Pony lives matter.
Listen,
I think before it's quite obvious that Every is a very hideous woman.
Yeah. Before the ponies, before the ponies were discovered in her garage, dead, I thought of Every as this majestic, beautiful goddess.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think her image really fits.
Yep. Well, this is truly horrifying. I pledge no pony, no peace, no anti-equestrian police. I will not tolerate this. I should put up in the legislative branch that every has tampered with our Congress, and I demand an explanation.
It certainly would be something. You're absolutely right, Derpuff.
Would it really be something?
Well, God, I don't know.
I don't think so. I assume most of the things I do not really count as actions.
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up. I don't think there are a lot of actions left to take in the game these days. You know what I mean? Like,
that's true.
Even the majority of our buttons have been taken away. It's just boring, boringness.
But there's that big red button, that one word on it that you can mash over and over again. Isn't that really fun?
That's true. I did like the Stanley Parable.
Mm.
I'm glad somebody got that reference.
Well, I'd much rather play Papers, Please and just deny dirty foreigners entrance into my land.
Glorious Arskotska.
Glorious Arskotska. So that is obviously why you need to make me the IES director now, is because I will deny all foreigners the opportunity to come into this country.
Do we have an IES director yet?
I think Deep Chill is the new IES director.
Oh, alright. Fair enough.
Yeah, because Wild Al died. So, he can't really...
R.I.P. in peace, Wild Al.
Rip in death, Wild Al.
Rip in peace.
Lurks on the forums.
Yeah, that's true. He's still forums alive, which is like... 90% of this game, actually. There's nothing to do in-game.
That's true. So, we make our own things to do, which is why we have establishments like ENPR to divest of our time.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like anything productive really goes on here, so, you know, there's that. So, yeah, we do ENPR. You can still donate to ENPR. You can be the season sponsor for ENPR. I'll sing the praises of you or your MU or your political party, unless you're AJ, in some kind of, you know, bit of sorts, some kind of advertising for yourselves. But, you know, it costs me life money. $40.
You can be,
I request
$40. The hero that this show needs, but not the one it deserves.
Or you could just go on hero in your basement.
That's true. Yeah. That can also work. Although that doesn't really benefit me, I suppose.
It's always about you, isn't it, Derpo?
It is always about me, if you haven't noticed. Everything I do is for glorious make benefit Derpuff. We needed a link to the new show for all those who may have not knows. Let's see. I forget that it migrated to a new page.
And also the donation link, I believe, so that we can get people donating.
The donation link, if you do not know, no, I don't want to listen to myself right here. The donation link is mkt.com/oblige. So I will
donate to oblige.
Yeah, it's we're pretty life. Much just throwing money at the whale and hoping he shoots it back at us. And not
yeah, it, we are. We are going to stuff. We are going to stuff the whale's blowhole with money, and preferably lots of change. And he's just going to rise up from the ocean and just shoot it all out at the Blog Talk admins, who will hopefully become destroyed by like a massive hailstorm of change. So yeah, and then as Eli says, we harpoon him. Which is also good, and we can.
We kill the whale.
Yeah, we kill the whale, and we extract all the money from his body.
As they say in South Park, fuck you, dolphin, and fuck you, whale.
Fuck you, whale. Yep.
And fuck you, dolphin.
Whale,
oh, man. Let's see who else. We have, wow, I forget, Eli's here. We have Tyler here. Do we want to bring on Tyler?
Yeah, I guess so.
Might add some more spices. I'm going to take off Senri. Senri's boring.
He
doesn't even contest this. So, but Tyler's on. What's up, Tyler?
What's going on, Tyler?
How's the free life? How's the on responsibility life?
It's ridiculously quiet.
That sounds lovely, quiet. Though.
You'd think, but unlike other times when I've had leadership roles, instead of being burnt out and like, man, why the hell did I do that to myself? I had a lot of fun last month, and I kind of wanted to do it again, so. I don't know. It is what it is.
Well, you've had what three or four terms now.
Three.
Just three. Well, I mean that's more than most people, you know, or most people who try get this game. So.
Very little room to complain. So
yeah.
He's also lost more elections than a lot of people have won.
This is true too. Yeah. It's somewhat douchey to point that out, but.
That's what I'm here for.
But the thing is, though, you still haven't lost as many as AJ has, so that's good.
That's true.
That's very true. But you're probably in second place.
I don't know. I've lost three. I've been on the ballot six times and won three times and lost three times. Nice. So.
So you're doing. You have a good record.
I mean, it's 500, whatever.
Yeah, well, that's breaking even. So, what are your plans for this month now that you have nothing to do?
I guess I'm gonna work with my party on like stuff because, you know, if I'm honest, we're a mess right now. So.
Yeah.
Really, the Federalists? No.
Yeah, we are a mess at the moment. We are a genuine shit show. So
I think every party is a shit show right now.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean,
couple of them are genuine.
Who's running for Fed president? Is anyone interesting running for Fed president?
It's Eli running for re-election and Paul Proteus challenging him.
Ooh.
I like Paul. I like Eli too.
Yeah, it's true. They both be good.
National challenge, so he's got a he's got a special place in my heart.
Paul is the first president
somewhere else. Of course, that job was sec med, so maybe I shouldn't like him that much because that job is awful.
That's true. This job is terribly awful. I will agree.
Do they still have the transition doc that Civil Anarchy made that's like 30 pages long?
I don't know if. I can check my docs to see if I have it saved or anything. Actually, I was probably under a different Google profile, maybe.
But I read it, and I was thinking, what in the hell did I just sign up for?
Yeah. Okay. I don't remember if I saw that.
I have just paid for the season pass of ENPR for August. You're welcome.
Damn, wait, son.
What are you talking about? You said $40
a month. I'm gonna tell your wife.
I don't know who's I'm saying anymore.
No, but there you go, guys. It's you have another 30 days.
Thank you.
So, anyway.
Thank you. Now I won't have
I'm
to die.
To with Paul, I haven't talked to Eli about this at all. But we're hoping to put in like a fairly aggressive new like social program for members.
Yeah, your phone is. I think your phone is breaking up a bit.
Oh, you know what? It's clear on the other side of the house. I walked too far away from it. Hang on.
It says probably.
Is that better?
Yeah. So what were you saying?
I exceeded my 300-foot limit. So okay. But I was saying, I haven't talked to Eli about it, but Paul and I kind of have this domestic program that we're planning on instituting in the party that should hopefully give us a little, you know, better outreach to the members and have us maybe do a little better job of getting people involved and finding some fresh blood. I mean, that's hard for everyone these days.
That's true. I feel like the new party presidents are gonna have to work, you know, harder. They in the past they used to have actual things to do. Now I think the thing that they might need to work on is actually generating some activity now. I mean, the SFP is really the only party I can think of that has a lot of general activity to it nowadays.
That's one reason why we so heavily, in July, stocked the domestic departments with SFP people, because they're really good at the in-game stuff. They're really, really good at it. And still care and are really enthusiastic and Aramaic, speak for me, but I think that worked out pretty well.
I think it's working out
well. The DOCA transition was pretty chill. Like, a lot of those in their department, shout out to Jaden A. especially, for heading up the American University and doing a lot of work. But it was a solid month. It carried a lot of momentum, and we now have a new domestic branch going on that Carrie and I are doing good things with. So come on over and we'll get you some more barbecue and brews, all right, man? It's pretty good.
Speaking of Jaden A, I would recommend her to anyone that is planning a CP run and is looking to build a cabinet. She's very competent. She's very talented. She works very hard. And she's very organized and a good leader. So
I believe she's the deputy chief of staff right now, if I'm not mistaken.
Words are hard. She is deputy chief of staff right now. Yes.
And hopefully we will have her on later. I've sent all that stuff out. So wink, wink, nudge. If you're listening, check your email and connect. That would be lovely. And DMJ is out now. So it's just the three of us. It feels like last term. Yet again, I'm here.
Just a repeat. So President.
We're gonna airstrike Israel, and I'm
good. Oh man.
Good.
So So let's see, we got the Fed plans down. I was going to ask going to ask. Okay. So, Air Mike, what's up with the DOCA stuff? How's that starting up?
How's that starting out in this term, you mean?
Yeah. Like, how's it been going?
Pretty well. Carrie has been a great person to have along as the education half of the domestic front. He's, you know, settling right in, chomping at the bit to do even more, and him and I have got an idea cooking that I think everybody's going to like. On the publishing front, we're going to reboot. There was a while ago we had a series of articles detailing for new players the top five parties and their histories and a little bit out of the current standings. And we're going to be rebooting that in the next week, and so you're going to be seeing that. Otherwise, all fronts in terms of donation abilities, bank up to strength up, and what have you, are flying fine and what have. And it's been helpful. It's been helpful to have the congressional budget line to sort of rely on. We've been able to make do with what we have, and so that's been quite good. It's working. Yeah. So that's the happiest thing I can gain from 2 solid months at working at the interior position department, which now is functional and easy to take over again.
So nice. And I'm sure it's also pretty nice to not have to do any fundraising anymore. The idea that you have an actual budget line and that you don't have to go solicit donations 90% of the time.
Absolutely. And part of the issue with that privatization of fundraising was that sometimes it would allow just like one person to be in charge of it. You know, like the idea with cabinet positions is you want to get people involved, right? So you want to have teams set up. That's the best way that you can get things to continue going in this day and age. And so the hierarchy that Jefferson Locke and I were able to set up and that Mr. Carey and I were able to continue on has built on that idea that you want people to be able to do different things. Even if it's just simple jobs, just getting people involved and getting them to be able to do work still it's the fuel of the game. It's what keeps things moving. It's what keeps what few new players we get getting upward momentum into better jobs. You know, we have a bureaucracy to maintain, so thus we staff it with bureaucrats. And
there you go.
As long as they're doing productive work and not just like shit shoveling with the ambassador program or something like that, then it's good, you know?
Yeah. I'd agree
seriously
with that.
So happy that thing is dead.
God, the ambassador program. I try to revive it like once or twice just to see if there was anyone interested in it. Just like, nope, I maybe got like 5 to 10 applications. And at that point, you can't really do a whole lot of ambassadoring with that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You see, it's like there's real jobs like how Nick, Wookie Jack, Jaden were assigned to the interior and were doing real things. And then there's just the pabulum of being, like, assigned some crap ambassador title and having nothing to do with it or no oversight or too little or too much. And, you know, it's just false titles are not what we need in this day and age. It's real work and it's consolidation of the programs that we have into a more functional structure. And I think the DOCA merger really, really proved that that can be done, that transition can be effective. Yeah.
That's good. And
I think a good example of that can be the NSC, because that list can get awfully cluttered as far as NSC does.
Oh, yeah.
But the amount of people who are actually doing the work, I mean, under me, it was French, Garma, and Raccoon Doom. There, you know, we cut down the list quite a bit. There are plenty of other people who could claim they were doing NSC shit, but in reality, they were on the list. It's like my one term where I was Deputy Secretary of Defense to DMJ. I didn't do anything because he did all the work. So I don't even claim that. It was just an empty title.
Well, speaking of people who are doing actual work, we do have Jaden A. on, who I can bring on right about now. What's up?
Absolutely.
Hey.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
How are you settling into the new job?
I just finished writing a draft for the first Chief of Staff article coming out, so that will be coming out probably tonight.
Chief of Staff article?
That's a new one.
Yeah, it's going to just basically like summarize what the plans of each department head is for the next week or so.
So you've been going around gathering information from each of the secretaries and putting in there as sort of like a roster schedule for what's going on?
Sorry?
You've been going around gathering information for what the secretary's plans are, and this is sort of going to be like a roster schedule for what's coming up in the next week or so?
Yeah, pretty much. Bland came up with the idea and just asked me after the elections came out if I would be willing to take a deputy role and just basically this being my job to PM all the department heads in game, ask what their plans are for the next week, and make a article out of it.
Fair enough. Is this paper going to be published via Bland's profile, or what?
Bland just secured us a new org. So, it's left over from something about unicorns, something like that.
Flying unicorn cousin.
Yeah.
Yep.
Bland.
Oh man, hold on. You're repurposing the flying unicorn.
That's not bad, isn't it, Aramic?
Dude,
that thing got me out of Russian occupied Utah as a brand new citizen to New Jersey,
dude,
and then to Florida after New Jersey fell. That makes me sad.
Flying
unicorn news.
The flying unicorn squadron was like one of the old, like, standbys. Oh my gosh, sorry,
it makes you, if it makes you feel any better, all of the articles will still be there.
Yeah.
If it makes you feel better, all of the articles will still be there. It's just going to be repurposed. So it'll have a new purpose in life. It'll keep going, strong.
I'm beklemmed. Talk amongst yourself.
Oh, there he goes. No, but that's awesome that it's being repurposed. See, like, this is what I'm talking about. We have all these assets. We have all these orgs that are no longer in use that we can put into play for new things, like Chief of Staff paper. That's awesome. So
we have about 36, at least according to the list that I have.
Jesus.
Yeah, we had a lot of orgs, if I don't remember correctly. I mean, we should. I know Canada had like 15, so we need to have at least like 50 million times that, right?
I think Bland said that we had 33.
Yeah,
I guess that works. So what all do you have to do as the deputy chief of staff? Do you have anything to do besides the newspaper?
That's pretty much it so far. New role, new job to be done. So that's all that I've got on my plate so far. Not much
that's
to
true.
Do this month, I guess.
Who's the new American University dean?
Eddie is.
I believe that's that's right. Was he?
That's Eddie A.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Okay. I was making sure. It also confuses me every time I look at things because it's like there's Eddie A and then there's Jaden A, and if I don't look carefully, I get confused about who. But like, because I know you sent out that mail the other day that was just like, we want to know everyone's plans, and I was just like I stared at it and I was just like, aren't you in the media department? But then I realized several hours later, I go back to the media thread and it's like, Eddie A is, and then I was just like,
yeah,
it blew my mind for about 5 minutes.
It's a funny coincidence because Eddie and I joined like within a month of each other and both became very active at the same time. And we're both in SFP and Bear Calvary.
Yeah.
And we talk constantly, and we've both got the A at the end of our name.
Obviously, someone needs to change their name to something ridiculous.
So what you're saying is, if you're in need of an officiant for your e-wedding, you know where to find me, I guess. So.
My boyfriend plays the game, so I think that he might have an issue with that.
Whoops.
Whoop.
Wah, wah, wah.
Exactly. Can we get the sad trombone on the soundboard? We need to rebuild the soundboard, by the way.
That I need to just add so many things to the soundboard. Been very underutilized by me. That'll be my pledge to the audience for next week, is the soundboard will have all kinds of stuff in it.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you donate to ENPR right now, we will put in a sound of your choice if you notify us of your donation amount. Thank you very much.
Actually, I would do that. I would play it randomly too.
Yeah, that's why I said it all official. Like, come on, dude. Come on.
Yeah, yeah. We're very good at being official over here, as everyone can tell. At least we're not drunk this time around, I guess.
Not yet. Choo Choo Shoo hasn't incited me. Sorry, Civil Anarchy. Thank God he's not around. My liver can't take his presence. Thank God.
If the show was on for another hour, you probably would have been dead.
Oh, absolutely. I just want to quickly give an old nostalgia shout-out to one of the players bringing up the Flying Unicorn Squadron. And talking
Serb,
about
right?
domestic issues.
That's Serb, right? I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. Serb. Absolutely. But I was going to talk more about my personal, the first guy who contacted me, my first friend in the game, Gildorg. And he was a fantastic player. He was one of the guys who just ran Meals on Wheels and the mentorship program, you know, like way past anybody was caring about it, you know, and he was a warm presence, a very intelligent person. And he's one of the only reasons that I stuck around in the community for as long as I did. So just shout out to him, shout out to Serb, and shout out to all of the people who have been doing good interior work and keeping the machinery turning for 7 years. Is this game 7 years old now? Does anybody know?
Oh my God.
Seven
I think it
old?
Is
2008. I'm on there.
Yeah.
Jesus, yeah.
I think because what the beta, the alpha was like 2007, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so at least 7 years of Eva Public. The
what
horror.
I know.
Well, don't worry. Pretty soon they'll come out with version 4.0 and then they'll completely kill it. So it'll be okay.
As long as
Please.
It's more like version 3.0, yeah, Jesus. I mean, 2.0, whatever, I don't know.
Let's just reboot with the original mechanic.
I like
Actually,
the original
I'd be
mechanic.
Down for it. Same.
I mean, you guys remember when Russia was, you know, had invaded us and we managed to get, like, Norway and Sweden to invade Russia to take their initiative, and then they hurried up and wiped each other so that Russia couldn't go after them with the activated MPPs and all that? Like, actually had strategy.
Yep.
Yeah, there was a lot more strategy back then.
The invasion of Kamchatka.
Yeah.
And then we all just kind of hid in Florida, and they didn't have all that massive gold to attack us because Emmerich Khan
yep.
and the Indonesians and the leading. I mean, good stuff.
Oh, my gosh. I loved the Karnataka invasion. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
It was a fun time.
I feel like the only strategy nowadays is just either gang up on people or build up a massive treasury, or and
yep.
like blocking people out.
Have somebody that's willing to swipe their credit card.
Yeah, swipe the credit card. Yeah.
Which we have a worry about that currently in terms of current news. Chile has gotten a ton of money off of the last tournament. And,
hey, yep.
Yeah.
He gained a metric fuck ton of gold.
A little
they use it to go wipe Serbia again like they did the last time they got a conference run.
Absolutely. So we'll see what direction that heads.
Yeah. So it could be Chile coming to a nation near you or very far away from you. We really have no idea what's going to happen with all their super mega dollars.
Yeah. Big bucks.
Big bucks.
Well, I think we're nearing the end of our new segment, aren't we? Or...
You know, yeah, we've got 3.5 minutes. Well, it's gone longer than usual because of our downtime for a bit.
Too true. Too true. But it's been a pleasant, it's been a pleasant time.
Yeah, it's been a pleasant time. The hi-fi studio, I feel like, changes slightly every week and gives me some kind of trouble. So we never have, like, stable episodes. But, you know, it's...
We don't.
Like, this time it was my bad that we were, you know, it was 15 minutes at first. But the hi-fi studio...
There's always some new, fresh hell to deal with.
Yeah, it me through a loop in that I cannot link people to a hi-fi studio anymore. I have to get their email addresses now and send them an email, and if they check their email and connect through it's weird. So it's much easier when I'm just like, here's a link, connect to it. Also, I'm really hoping they add Skype back in, even though we have the new hi-fi link. But, you know, whatever.
Yep.
So yeah, keep donating blog posts. Despite the crap we talk about it, it is the easiest out there, I believe, for this kind of stuff.
Yep.
So
it's a very simple platform.
Absolutely, it's incredibly simple.
Yep.
So yeah, even though we have our months of donation, our 1 month of donations covered, if you would like to keep
and
donating,
then a little.
Please do so, because we're going to have to come back around next month and the month after and the month after. And if I am still the host and the month after that, I will probably kill myself. So,
and I'll help him do it if I'm co-hosting. Don't worry. Everybody.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
We will. ENPR is brought to you by Group Suicide.
Jeez. I was hoping we wouldn't get dark this week, but there it is.
Yep,
I think my favorite was the whiskey one. That was my favorite.
Oh yeah. Obviously, we need to have Civil Anarchy back on here. We need to have Civil Anarchy back on here and a lot of alcohol.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. But yeah, thank you to Jaden A. Thank you to Beach Bunny and Tyler Boubar for their donations. Yeah. And to all our callers in for making this show interesting.
I will have so everyone who's been on, Tyler and Senri, and who I have titled here as Bitch Face, this is Eli. Eli can come back on for the last minute. Hello, Eli.
Oh, hi.
I never connect with the intention to talk anyways, but I don't know.
This has been
brought to you by Beach Bunny and beautiful donations. Thanks to Tyler and Eli and Senator and Jay for being on. We hope to have you up to see you next week. And we are on the air. That was an okay show. It was okay. I wasn't feeling it as much as the past weeks. Yeah, it was pretty good. I have a low energy level today. I probably could use a shit ton of coffee.
I'm actually, sort of low energy today myself. Kind of crappy.
I'm currently unemployed for this month, so I have no reason to wake up early. I slept until like noon the past 2 days. So
on the couch because my ankle is sprained.
Oh, dude, that's not okay.
No.
All right, I think I'm gonna head out and go mow a lawn like a dad or something. I don't know. I don't know anymore what I'm doing with my life.
Disgusting.
Good night, guys.
Spiraling into alcoholism. Spiraling.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, Bill and Jaden.
I need to do.
It's been a pleasure.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Always a pleasure.
I'm going to end the episode.
I'm sorry that today wasn't a chat with the president. I failed you guys on re-election, but, you know. I do have some pretty awesome ghost pictures to show for my time, so it's cool.
The nation is in good hands. It will prosper and keep going. So anyone else who is still listening, either live, if you still can, or archived, thanks for tuning in. This has been Ian Starr, and we are ending the episode now.